Hello, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Holy cow, I dropped the phone and the guts went everywhere.
Oh, boy.
I had to find a little clip underneath the couch. Sorry, guys. Well, I think I have now refabricated the phone. It's up and running.
Good job.
It is Monday.
Things can happen. So, shoot, complete or incomplete?
Complete.
Way to go, you awesome fellow. Steve, Profoot.
Complete.
You are the man. Holding all of Utah for the team. Stephen T. That is interesting. He must have dropped his phone, too. Melanie and Dean.
Complete.
Woo!
We're a smoking team this week. Becky.
Complete.
Complete and a new place to live, huh?
I know. It's great.
Debbie.
Complete.
Holy guacamole, Brad.
Incomplete.
All right, what a jump from the last time we were together. You guys, you guys all just polish your star there a little bit, all right?
Okay.
Did you notice that our call was kind of messed up down in Texas this week? You couldn't, the last day or so, you can't get to the TeamUtah.org. Well, you guys, no, that's the next group. You guys were working off of,
Dennis Williams.
The Dennis Williams, but I mean the team call from Texas, because you're working off of the, path, or the, my brain has left the room. It's focus on growth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Let's check out and see who had a wild and woolly month here. I'm going to go ahead and go through some stats, and when we get to the fourth week of the month, we'll usually go through these. And it may take you a second to get yourself up, and or after a month has passed, we can do this. It might take you a little bit to figure out some of these stats, but they're real important for us to take a look at. Number one is how many people in your group or signed up anywhere in your group in the last month. That's number one. They have to have purchased product, though, so it's not just a $49 sign-up. Number two is their sign-ups that went to AutoShip, and they could be people who had been signed up a long time before, and then they got an AutoShip. Now, number three, how many new business builders? And these people are fours or fives, and they've got their equivalent of the starter pack or more. They went senior, in other words, senior or above. And then number five was the folks with third customers. Okay. So let's go back through and shoot. How many signed up in your group this last month?
I got two.
Way to go. Totally awesome. And then how many were on auto shares? Any new auto ships this last month?
No.
And number three was business partners who went senior or above?
No.
And finally, preferred customers?
One.
Way to smoke it, dude. You have a growing family.
Okay,
do we have four or do we have five there?
No. Okay, Steve Crowfoot, any new people signed up this last month?
No.
And anybody go up to AutoShip that wasn't before?
No.
Anyone that, no business builders and
nope.
Any preferred customers?
Okay. No. Nope.
Preferred customers?
No.
Okay, Melanie and Dean. Anybody signed up, bought some product?
We had three new in our line.
Yay.
One bought product. None of them that I can see are on auto ship.
Okay.
But one did buy product.
Okay. And then number three, were any of them business builders? 1,500 or more? Or? With
no.
And then
no.
Number four, preferred customer. Okay, Becky, any signups?
No.
And no new auto ships? Any preferred customers?
No.
Okay, Debbie?
No.
Across the board? Brad?
No, across the board.
Okay, so as a group, here's your totals. Five new people signed up. That ain't bad. And then one preferred customer. Can you see how sometimes these statistics will help you?
Yeah.
And what we can do is come back and look at, we had a very effective sign-up ratio because Melanie and Dean are really cool.
Yeah.
And because she was remarkably good looking. Otherwise, we would have had none, right?
There we go. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so, shoot, give us some secrets on what you did to get those numbers.
Well, it's a lot different what I did before, Jerry, that's for sure. I'm not threatening everybody this time.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. Actually, you know, it's different for me. I'm a lot more relaxed this time around, and I'm going to some people that I know, like a one of the guys down at Les Schwab, the manager at one of the stores, just kind of know him from the tire deal and whatnot. But I just walked up to him one day, and I says, Mike, I just joined, started it with a new company and new business, and I think you could really help me. I was wondering if we could get together sometime. He said, sure.
So you used one of those long-winded approaches.
Yeah. Yeah, I've used it and got 100% meeting set up so far. I've not had one person tell me no to that question.
Now, when you prepare yourself to say that, does it freak you out?
No, it doesn't, because I'm not threatening them or me. I didn't make any signs of a sale. I was trying to sell them something. It didn't put any pressure on me because I didn't have to tell him anything. He had absolutely no idea what we were going to lunch for when we met.
Will you say that again?
All I did was I walked up to him and I says, hey, Mike, I just joined a new company, or you can say I just started a new company, either one, and I think you could really help me, and I was wondering if we could get together sometime.
Okay. Thank you.
And I've had absolutely 100% success at getting a meeting. And then I did drag somebody with me.
But if you weren't the nicest guy in Spokane, what do you suppose your results would be?
I think it'd be the same.
Uh-huh.
It's very not good. Threatening. It's not threatening. Nobody's having to do anything.
And once you get to the meeting, what is the demeanor like?
Just fun, relaxed, laugh, find out a little bit about them, how many kids they have, you know, where they're from, how long you've been doing what you're doing, you know, you ever thought of having a home-based business, maybe get tax write-offs? That hit a nerve the other day on a finance girl in a car lot I walked into. I set up a water system, and a friend of mine owns a car dealership, and that's where I got a bunch of my one-on-ones that day. It's unexpected, but this finance girl in there says, I got to have a water system, and on and on and on and on, and she's coming to the Thursday luncheon with Reed this week, and she doesn't have a clue what we're doing. She just knows we got water. It's just not threatening, I guess. It's so much different what I used to do.
Do you like this better?
This is fun, Jerry, and like I say, there's no pressure on me anymore, per se. I mean, I just hit the timing right when it's kind of talking good. I don't ever go into the thing. If she started talking, this particular finance gal started chit-chatting and wanting to go, and I says, you know, this really isn't fair to your employer or you. I says, how about if we get together? Yep, I'm off Thursday, she says. How about that? She gave me her card with a cell phone number on. And so I don't try to do anything my first go-around with them. It's all in that initial meeting. And because
now,
when
you do the initial meeting, how long have they taken?
I usually try to get a lunch. So I typically try to work their lunch hour, and I try to get the hour.
Right. And are you using anything along the lines of the ABC?
Yeah. I bought that flip chart that Rick Murphy and them guys had. And then I've taken Jan with me. I've taken Linda with me. I've taken, you know, just whoever I can get to go with me. And I just kind of sit back in the corner as a little mouse and listen.
You know, you guys, there's a really interesting story here to Shu. Shu came in and probably was the third highest retailer in Nikken, North America when he was in before. And that was easy for him. For some reason, he just retailed. And then every so often you would come up and say, "You guys, I'm going nuts. I want to sign somebody up," and they won't do it. Or, "I can't. I'm not growing. I'm doing all the work. It's making me crazy." He was he lacked confidence. He was shaking in his boots, and he was convinced that this was a difficult thing to do. There's a lot of people out there who may be in our gallery who have those same feelings, and maybe they've been at it for a while. How far is it from where you were before to where you are now if they made a choice to change?
I think one of the big changes for me was I didn't have to look at the entire catalog and go out that day and try to sell everything that was in there, which I did before. I just couldn't do that every single month. Well, now, in my line, I basically only have 3 products to sell that customer. And it's the packs, and that's it. And I'm leading with the business now. I'm not leading with products. If they want to get some products, okay, but I'm building a business. I'm having a lot of fun. I forgot to mention, we're going to make some money, too. And I just make light of it. And they can see the enthusiasm, and they want to be part of it.
You are a totally different person. I mean, it's just, can anybody tell just in the short period of time we've been around that she's different?
I didn't know him before.
I don't think I knew any of these people, Jerry. I don't think I'd know him if I saw him on the street.
But I think even if you think back to some of our first initial calls, I don't know. It's just, I guess I was more attuned to the subtlety. But he actually is now wearing the Spider-Man suit, so don't be surprised if you see him climbing up to the top of the old National Bank building or something.
I'm going. Somebody come with me, but I'm going.
I'll go.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Hey, here's a couple of ride.
Yeah, all right.
Here's a couple of heads up.
We're going to talk in Montana, right, Chu?
That's it.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yep. Awesome. Here's a couple of heads up for those people in the local Spokane area. Brand new tomorrow night, Dave Johnson is going to run a little preview up at his house at 7 o'clock.
Ah.
So if you've got somebody, then skittle on up there. For those who are in the Spokane area, on Thursday afternoon or Thursday at noon at Marie Callender's on Argonne.
Argonne, yeah.
We're going to have Reed Nelson doing a preview, a business preview, and then on Thursday evening will be a training at our normal venue. That's 511 North Argonne. So a big week this week. There's a couple of things that are on the horizon that you really do not want to miss at all. And in fact, I'm gearing up a brand new group right now to take advantage of the timing of the Montana Wellness Expo. The Montana Wellness Expo is so close and easy to get to, thus reducing the expense in a very inexpensive event that occurs over a 2 to 3 day period. And you want to make this thing. And if you can get any of your people there, even if they're only just guests or they're just remotely interested, there's a very good chance that those people will go all the way to executive before they leave that building. It's the biggest names in NECAN every year show up at the Montana Wellness Expo, and you will be changed.
That was the
fact. Rick Ramsey is even coming.
Yeah, the worldwide CEO of NECAN is even going to be there. So that comes up on the 29th and 30th, the 30th and 31st at the end of this month. So don't miss that and get your teams geared up to take those people there. That was super. Well, Melanie and Dean, you're the other ones who are like immensely attractive here. What's going on with you guys? How did you pick
people? Well, I probably need to correct. We didn't directly sign up. I misunderstood. We had a sponsor, Shelly Peterson, Shelly and Rick Peterson, who signed up 3 new reps this month. We could help some, but we didn't actually, sign anybody up directly under us this last month.
But does anybody have any interest in how you get Shelly and Rick?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you all like to have 3 people in your group that signed up, and you go, "Where did those come from?" Oh, gee.
Yeah.
So give us a scoop on that.
Well, you want to know how we signed them up, or you want to know kind of the whole tale of what we did with them?
Yeah, what got you to the point now where you have a person who's replicating even sometimes without you? Because I think that's the holy grail for everyone.
Yeah, what it is, you know, I think keeping in contact and showing excitement and really believing in the products and what the company is all about, that's, to me, you know, people feed off of energy, and when you keep that energy level up and you're there to help them and you let them know that their dreams are possible and that their problems and situations can be fixed, that it gives them inspiration to keep moving.
And so that's how you got these folks. How long have they been in your group?
Well, they've been in a little over a month. They've got three under them that they signed up last month. Initially talking to them, they, you know, showing them the products basically is what, you know, got them real interested. Just doing some examples of, you know, things, and, you know, like Rick is so interested in the water side of it, and he kind of brings that up each time. But, you know, just seeing the whole business aspect, you know, how it changes people's lives, and that's really what I think that they saw as far as getting them interested in the business.
Mm-hmm. Well, terrific, super stuff. Now we need to do a couple of pieces to stay true to our plan here. Today we're going to look at the Pathfinder workbook, and we're on week number 4 again. To reiterate what I said before, is we're on week number 4. And as we look at that is, I cheated a little bit and stole some from week number 1 of month 2, that would be page 16, and that's where we got our stat sheet from. It just happens that we're 1 week off of that and had to go back and pick it up. So when we look at week 4, the first thing is that the purpose of the contact information page on page 32 of our Ignition Sequence Guide is what we're going to take a look at. When we're looking at contact information, wait, things have changed here a little bit. I've got to find it. I have an old version, I guess, of the workbook, and I have to change it. Does anybody find that page? It should be 35?
We got it on
32.
32,
okay.
Contact information?
Yeah.
Yeah,
32. 32 and 35, depending on which book. The 207 book, it's 35.
Okay. So those of you who don't have the newest version, go back and check it on the internet and bring yours up to snuff there. Thanks, Steve. Steve is our archivist, and he knows everything. In fact, I'm going to use you once in a while, Steve, because I'll tell people here at the house, Marcia's a really, she's very good at keeping track of details and so forth, so I'll usually recommend that if you want an answer, call me. If you want the right answer, call Marcia. We now have a second resource for right answers, and that'll be Steve.
No. I point people where to find the right answer.
I have most of your information. I know that I have it from Debbie and Becky and Melanie. I know I have Stephen Tadashore and Shu, Steve, and Brad. I've got to get you all out a roster so you can know each other and start doing your three-way calls. On this contact information sheet, is there anybody in the group that has used this yet?
No.
I have.
Is there anybody on the group who has ever gotten confused about where you put the paper that you wrote on the toilet paper in the back of the pizza box?
Yeah.
And then where you put the contact sheet.
In the back of a business card, whatever.
Is there anyone here who has had to unfold things out of your pocket from the laundry that are now a little ball and you can barely... Yes.
Yeah.
Put them That's what this sheet's supposed to help us avoid.
Yeah, but you gotta find the sheet.
You gotta carry the sheet with you everywhere.
Kind of like them post-it notes are great if you can find them.
Yeah. So what if, is there anybody here who has a style or something that you like to use that keeps you from losing or always having on your person someplace that is definable to locate people's information?
Your day timer.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'd say day timer is what I'm generally used.
And is anybody any good at doing that?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Melanie is. I suck at it, but Mom's good at it.
It took me a whole year to start writing things in my day planner, and now it's taken me another year to try to think about reading the things I wrote. And I'll go a week, and then has anybody ever gotten real organized, and then you get to the end of the week, and you're unorganized or disorganized? What causes us to do that?
Because we get too busy.
I have another expert.
I try to write on my forehead, but it never works, so I just leave it in my head.
I try to write backwards on my forehead. That doesn't work either.
Called lack of commitment.
That's part of it. That's true. It's not staying true to your commitment, that's for sure. And, Brad, what do you do?
I usually write it down. I used to have a planner, but I usually write it down on my 100 list of contact information on there.
How do you like that, having the 100 list? What is the advantage?
I just always have it in my bag with me, and I just I don't know, the one book that I read, you know, it's like always be prepared, you know, always have your stuff with you. So I just, no matter whether I'm going to school or when I'm out and about, I have that bag with me so that I can write down names and stuff.
Do you find that quick reference makes it a lot easier to remember to get back to people and not lose them? Whenever I wanted to just go back and see what I was supposed to catch up on, I was better doing that than writing them in my day planner. Now, it's good that, you know, I put them in the day planner because I can go back 7 months later and remember that I forgot to get back to them. Because I don't look at my planner enough, as I should. But I don't look at my 100 name list enough, as I should, either, unless I'm on a push. And when I'm in a push, having them in one central place makes a huge difference. Because the numbers of people that you're going to have to follow up with and keep track on, you've got to have it in a place where you can get quick reference. But with that, let's go back to Brad. Do you find that there are some times you want to write more information down on them and you ran out of space?
Yeah.
And then there's go ahead, Brad.
I copied off like probably 10 pages of the 100 list, and so I have extra sheets that I can kind of keep them together.
Now let's take a look at this and see if there's other information pertinent on here. So I'm going to go to Becky and find out. Becky, do you anything on here that is superfluous dribble?
Dribble? Are we on the contact information still?
Yes.
Okay.
Now what we're saying is that once we take from your 100 name list or your gathering of things, you're going to find a couple of people that really start to flare up and you want to keep more information on them. Those would be the people that you would transfer to a contact information list.
You know, I don't know that any of it's really dribble, with the exception of the business desire.
Okay, now do you see the number?
Well, I say that for a reason, because it says extra income, second income, primary income. Well, that could change at any given moment. That could change. You're going to have to constantly write in it. That's true.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a good point. But what you're going to find, and this is really going to be interesting, if you really ramp up, has anybody even this far into the game found that when you we're into our fourth week, that having 20 people that you've contacted because you've got your completes for 4 weeks, pretty soon you're going to want more and more information to remember who's where and where you are in the cycle.
This okay, but what happens if you give them like two or three CDs and they pass them on to their friends and then you turn around and give them a couple different ones and they're not even on here? That's even more dribble.
Okay, then you see what we've done now, which is pretty interesting, is the newest form is probably a little different than the one you're looking at, but it has the contact information sheet. Underneath contact, it says the tool used, and then it's got six spaces for you fill in the tool name.
Okay, it is different.
And that way, it would overcome the one that you're dealing with there, because you may find that in your style, you'll latch onto a certain tool and use it a lot.
Yeah.
But it's then it's not on the form. You got to erase the thing or scratch
right.
it out, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So this is a contact information form that you can fill out and keep track of when did I send something, did I send something. Here's something that we learn as you go through. If you're like me, one of the hardest parts about our business is mailing things. What are some of the stomach blocks y'all have if you're going to mail something to people at distance?
Well, you never know if they're even going to listen or read or whatever you're mailing to them, if they're going to use it. But anyway.
Or what to mail them. Right. That's a sticker. What to mail them, or if you run out to your car and you want to give them some information, can you see if you have 3 or 4 or 5 pieces or 30 or 40 or 50 or this many CDs, it can become just increasingly confusing.
Yeah.
I don't have just exactly the one I want today, so you just shut down the motors. Just think what it's going to be like when you get a whole group of people and they're all confused. So what we've had to do is to come up with more of a universality in our approach, and that means that...
That's a real word.
I don't know. Shu will keep us in charge of correct English. Yeah, right on.
Is that a real word, Shu?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm not fully believing you, so...
So if we look at that universality, what is the number one? Which tapes do we give out first? CDs.
Wellness Preview CD.
By Dennis Woods. You scored. That's good. That's one of them.
Thank you very much.
Personal product experience.
So Brad gives out personal product experience. First Look is another one. So what's something else people give out?
International.
Discover it, live it.
International health.
Where'd that come from?
Brad.
From Brad? No, I mean, where did you get that CD?
Jan.
Okay, international health?
Yeah, international health. That's an amazing CD.
Well, I know. That's one from Australia, right?
Not me.
Do they talk with a funny accent?
No. There's a bunch of doctors on there. I think there's a French doctor on there. And there's a guy with from Thermograph.
Okay.
And then there's a bunch of American doctors on there.
Thermographics. What,
anything that Dave Johnson gives me.
Okay, now you see how even just within this small population of people, we've got so many that you can get confused.
Yeah.
What they've done in Texas with the Pathfinder system is they've settled on two. Okay. And wouldn't it be nice if you could settle on two?
Yeah.
In their group, they either give Why Me Ken by Rick Murphy.
Okay.
Or Dennis Williams, the Wellness Preview.
Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling exonerated?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
All right, that's awesome.
Yeah, cool.
They have opened it up a little bit. You'll hear Rick mention the 12-minute First Look. And you'll hear However, there's a new little twist we're looking at with the program, and that is that in our fast-paced, soundbite-related society, if you've got these 40 and 50 and 60-minute audio tapes, even though people are in their car driving around, they're so oriented to sound bites that oftentimes you have to hit them with 7 or 8 minutes total on your first tape. Anything beyond that, they won't listen to.
I have the same problem.
You have that problem?
Yeah.
So Rick Murphy made another one that is short. It's only 8 minutes long. What's that one? Is This For You by Rick Murphy?
Is This For You?
Why, sure it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's how they talked about it in the book this week. We talked about 30 to 45 second stories that we're supposed to tell. And
perfect.
I thought they were crazy. I have mine, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
You thought they were nuts and you did it anyway.
No. Mom did it. I didn't do it.
Isn't it amazing that Mom has wisdom now?
Yes. Well, she always did
for
really.
A long time.
No, she always had wisdom, really.
This is exciting. This is good. This is all playing into each. So, when you read it, you thought they were nuts.
You know, 30 to 45 seconds. How do you come up with anything other than just come with me to a preview and sign up, duh? I mean, that's not, you know what, it's probably only 10 seconds, but still, you know.
Does anybody like that? That's a great opener.
I'd love to talk.
But yeah, and that'll kill you too.
Yeah.
It's I took my son fly fishing this last weekend, and he's getting pretty good at it. But in the early days of teaching young people how to do fly fishing, what do they do when they start to get knots on the end of their line?
I don't know either.
They whip the rod back and forth a lot of times and make the knot 1,000 times worse is what they do, and they do it every time. So your whole fishing trip is undoing the knots they do in it, because they have this perception that fly fishing is whipping that thing around in the air a lot.
So I need to stop whipping that thing around, right?
Yeah, you know, if you notice that there's maybe a little loop in the line in 12 seconds when you're doing your thing, don't whip it until you get this giant bird's nest, because you're going to...
Okay.
And strangle people.
Okay.
So you're what is your catchphrase?
Are you asking me? Yeah, who is
Yeah, calling? You had one now, so let's see if you can remember.
Oh, are you ready? The 30 to 45 second joke, right? You ready for this? You ready? It is awesome. Well, hi, Jerry. My name's Debbie Dykes. My husband, David, and I have two grown daughters, and we live in Liberty Lake, Washington. Prior to becoming involved with Nathan, I was a real estate broker and a property manager, and I've worked for several brokerages and have my own firm. I've been in three network marketing companies, one of them two times in the past, and always believed in the business profile. When I was introduced to Nathan, I knew that it was the business that would provide income for our retirement. So I went to work sharing the system and business with as many people as I could. After just a short time, we were able to enjoy some of the benefits and see that this is one of the best business decisions we've ever made. Would you be interested in finding out more?
That's good. Way to go.
Got it. It was like speechless for a second. That was cool.
Good job. Okay, well, now you transferred that to another generation. So... What do you got?
What do you got, baby girl? I nothing. I got nothing. I talk too much. That's what I got. I mean, I tell people stuff, but it doesn't last 45 seconds. It lasts 5 minutes. And
okay,
granted,
well,
I still have them in the end, but...
We're going to revisit an issue here, and then we got to move on, because I love having this call, but I always take too long. Everybody on the call, and we're going to go through the list here, gets a chance to say, what is the number one coolest thing you think about Nikan in your whole life? What's the number one coolest thing about Nikan in your life? Chu?
Gotta be the people.
Cool. Steve Kirkland.
I have my life back and my wife still alive.
All right. Steven? Still not here. Dean and Melanie?
Freedom.
Cool. Becky?
Yeah, I have the time to do what I want when I want.
Debbie?
The people.
Brad?
Helping others.
Helping them do what? If they were to break both arms and they fell off a ladder and broke both arms and for 2 weeks you had to help them do all the things they had to do, is that what you want to do?
No, sir.
Cut their meat, help them with their potty, all that sort of thing?
No, sir.
It's too broad an explanation. So what do you want to help them do?
Help others gain their freedom, whatever that may be.
Okay, now we're getting closer, and I want you all to be very careful with your brand new distributors. You'll 95% of them will say they want to help people, and there are three potential answers when somebody says I want to help people. Well, there's three wrong roads that someone could take. Number one, they say, "Do I look sick or what? Did I spill something on what?" Number two, they'll say, "And so who in God's green earth made you high and mighty enough to come by and tell me that you're big, I'm little, and you need to help me?" And number three is the worst of all. "Yes, I would like some help with that, and when you're done with that, can you come over here and tie my pants for me? And then when you're done with that, I'll have you come over and chew my meat, and when you're done with that, I want you to come over and wipe this little thing off my nose, and when you're done," and they'll go on for the rest of their lives.
How about the word
of power? So you got to define what that help people is going to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now, Brad, thanks. That gave me a place to launch from.
Yep.
If we take what all of you have said, how many of you actually recruit to that end?
Well, I think if you listen to what people say to you,
yeah.
So we're going to creating this. This is part of our assignment for last week, but we never got to it. Was coming up with a catchphrase. What do you say when somebody says, "What do you do?"
Oh.
And if you don't have one, you'll just freeze in your tracks, and you'll look like you don't know what you're talking about, right?
Right.
How about I'm independently wealthy?
That's totally cool if you are.
You know, the truth is, I have a friend of mine who I saw today briefly, and he said that to me. I was talking about my house, of all things. I wasn't even talking about Nikan, but he said, "Oh, so you're independently wealthy." And I said, "You know, yeah, if you want to know how, just let me know." And I was pressed for time, so I had to go, but I see him on a very regular basis, so I'm sure I'll get him before it's over with.
Totally cool. Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't she just telling us she talks too much?
Yeah, very much, yeah.
That was totally exactly right.
Cool.
You know what one of the other great answers is? I can't tell you right now.
I'm kind of busy right now, but I'll call you later.
Yeah, give me your number.
Or you can say to them, "You know, right here is not a good time. It's important, but I can't tell you."
Right.
What's that going to do to them?
You're
right, crazy.
They want more.
Yeah, it makes them crazy.
When they want more.
Yeah.
But if we go back to the point that all of you said either assisting people to become free, the freedom that was involved, the people that were involved, those are the things that you really, that you found to be universal pretty much across the board with this group that are the best things about Nikan.
Yeah.
Do you think other people want those things?
Yep.
Probably 99.9%.
And almost always, we flip the products instead of saying those things.
Yeah.
So the first thing that comes out of most people's mouths is this Amway?
You know, I had a guy this afternoon ask me if it was Amway, and I never even got to products.
And do you know why? This is one reason. The biggest reason why people get the question is this Amway. Because does anybody know what percentage of your language is nonverbal?
Like 95%.
Well, I was going to say 80% is nonverbal.
Yeah, they say it's about 85%, so it's kind of halfway between those two things. But if 85% of your language is nonverbal, you can say anything but what they pick up from your body language and from the tone of your voice and the speed of your speech and the color of your cheeks and the vibration that you're giving off. I mean, there's a million different things. We'll tell them that you absolutely believe and want something, and what's coming out of your mouth is totally different. Then they say, I know, this is deception. Well, I know another word for deception. It's a company called Amway.
Yeah, yeah. But they did that all the time.
So if their definition...
And they would never tell you what their name was. I mean, personally, when I talk to anybody, I feel proud to say the name Eakin, so I make sure that within the conversation that the company is brought up.
And that's a safety valve to help them not go into that, is this deception. But if your heart says, and this is going to be something you'll always wrestle with, because you'll hear really cool things and you'll think, I need to use that line, I need to use that line, I need to use that line. But really what you have to tell is you have to tell your passion. If you don't tell your passion and you hear somebody else and you think that's a really cool thing to say, then you will always give off the impression that you're not telling them something that you really love or believe in. And that implies either that it's not good enough, you're chicken of it, you're not proud of it, or it's deceptive. It probably and it's deceptive. So it's very, very interesting, no matter how you try to hide it, people know. And that means that if we want to put together a catchphrase, here's an example of something I ran across when I was working in a nursing home one time as a physical therapist, and there was a cantankerous old fart in there that when you went in, he was just chucking bedpans at nurses, and he would poke you in the rear end with a pair of scissors, and he'd cut his own suspenders so his pants would fall down just to make everybody mad, and he would wet the bed on purpose, and he would throw
his... I had an uncle like that.
It's one of those people who's just happy all the time, right?
Yeah.
And one of the most shocking things he ever did, in fact, it was, this thing just lives in my memory, was... one time, and I think it was a kid that was in there or something, everybody thought the alligator was going to eat the kid. And the guy started ranting and raving, get this kid out of my room! And pretty soon somebody came running thinking that the kid was dead because he went quiet. And the kid had pulled out of his pocket one of those little Easter egg things that's like a football, made out of chocolate, they're little tiny things, and they're covered in foil, right? You've all seen them?
Very creamy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy goes, hey, little kid, you want to know what I love more than anything in the whole world? And people just stood in the doorway and were just astounded because he goes, oh, I love chocolate. I remember all kinds, and he just went off. And he became the most helpful, wonderful person during those few moments when he was reminiscing about his love for chocolate. But here's the point. No one in that place wanted to step in and stop him while he was on that tirade. Even the person who really hated to cut chocolate, got zits from it, or got anaphylactic reactions, wasn't going to step in and said, Bobby, you hate chocolate. Shut up, you can't have any, you're a diabetic. Nobody was going to go there because they were just watching somebody who was absolutely adoring something about their life. And you see, again, the other day we said, if you are really giving something that has true and meaningful value, you can't be rejected. The same thing here. If you're just saying, you know what is the coolest thing in my whole life? I love this thing. I love it so much, I just got to tell you about it. I don't know if it's for you, but man, I just dig this thing. How many people are going to say, duck eggs, you gravy sucking pig. I'm going to stomp on your birthday cake and kick all the frosting off. They aren't going to do it. So you go in and you say, what I love is the people. You got to meet the team. You got to meet the team. If for nothing else, you just have to see what happens when a group of people get together for good on purpose. It's so rare. Just come and see it. The rest of the stuff, whatever. But that's the part that just stokes me. It just cranks me up. In fact, be on this call on Monday night, and I'll show you what it's all about. And then maybe, as you go through your day, you could find some people that want to live that kind of a life, because that's who I'm looking for.
Can I tell a story?
Yo.
Okay, so one of the girls who's going to be in my downline in the next week, she was telling a story to one of the girls that we work with at our day job, because we currently have to have one. And she's just talking about, you know, she's talking about the products. And she goes on and on about this magnetic bracelet that she's been wearing. And the girl goes, wait, stop. This is one of those network marketing things that you're going to try and coerce me into, right? And she goes, you know what? This is not my first day on the planet either. And most of those network marketing people are just jerks beyond belief. She said, but I've been around these people, and these people are amazingly wonderful, and you could call any one of them at any given moment, and they'll help you, and they'll talk to you, and they'll give you anything you need to grow and to become the person you've always wanted to be. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. You just have to see them and meet them, and you can't help but be drawn to them. You want to be a part of it.
Whoa, have you ever learned a lot in a couple of days?
I know, it's pretty cool.
That is totally
and
awesome.
And this is from a person who I thought would never, she would never be to the point where she is today, and she's come a long way in the last week alone.
Is anybody sad that our calls come to an end so quickly?
Yeah. I hear.
You guys are very much learning from each other, and I'm extremely proud of what you're pulling off and what you're doing. The growth, the development, and building a core of people who are putting this together for right reasons. I love the fact that you're seeing bigger visions, and I love the fact that you're teaching each other, that we have a uniform guide to stick with, and that you all will be the future of this. But we're getting ready to go into our West Coast, our later time kind of frame call. And so what I need to do is to check back with you. We were reading chapters. What were the chapters you read this week?
9 to 12. That was my 45 second thing.
Okay, yeah. And then we're going, this should finish out the book, right?
Yeah, 13 at the end, right?
16 or 18 or something like that.
And your CDs, did anybody listen to your call like you should have?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the CD for the week?
It was Dennis Williams.
That was Dennis Williams.
And the one for next week.
Oh, it's
Dennis Williams, DVD.
Help us, Jerry.
Help us, Jerry.
Steve? No, Steve, what was that?
Pathway to Royal Ambassador by Dennis and Ruth Williams.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
All right, there you go. Pathway to Royal Ambassador by Dennis Williams.
And then 19 to 24 in Michael Klaus's book.
No, that's true. He's absolutely right. It did say that, and that's not where we are. You got us behind.
Yeah.
We are behind by a week because of the way the whole thing started. And so,
I read
behind in the book. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you read 4 chapters and pick up to where we get to. We should be, let's go up to chapter 20. They should go pretty quick.
Okay.
That'll pick us all up.
They aren't big chapters. No.
Okay, you guys all good?
Yep.
We're good. That's the Royal Ambassador and the Brother 20.
Right. You guys
Thanks,
are Dad. Awesome. Hey, Brad?
Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah.
You're going to be the roaring monster, right?
Yeah.
Brad, you, you guys watch Brad. He's going all the way to silver again, and he's going to do it in 1 week just to show he can. Then he's going to be able to stand on the table and beat on his chest. It's going to be amazing.
Friday, Friday I'm done with school.
Wow.
And then Friday I leave for gold trading.
So. Ooh, you'll have to give a report.
Yeah. I'm going to.
All right. Where's it at? Over by Everett. Okay, yeah. Shu and Brad, you guys meet each other there.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Bye.
Good job, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, everybody.